prosper. Create the life you really want. Six practices to find lasting money and happiness. Authors, Ethan Willis and Randy Garn. Prosperity defined. Human beings have pursued prosperity since the dawn of civilization. We see prosperity as multidimensional. When you're happy, when you have enough money, and are at peace with how you're earning that money, this leads to the sustainable state that we describe as prosperity. Balancing these three things, money, happiness, plus sustainability, leads to prosperity. The prosperity that we value depends on creating income consistent with our inner selves, our core selves. Without that, no amount of external compensation can fully make us happy. Our definition is represented by the following equation. Money plus happiness plus sustainability equals prosperity. These are terms with lots of meanings. Let us tell you what we mean by money, happiness, and sustainability in the context of prosperity. Money. By money, we mean income sufficient to support your goals. Earning enough money is absolutely essential to our concept of prosperity. Earning money is the difference between a business and a hobby. We believe it is possible to be happy with a hobby, but it takes income to generate and sustain prosperity. Happiness. We are including under the general concept of happiness the following elements. State of mind. Having positive feelings about ourselves and the world. Authenticity. Living life consistent with our deepest beliefs, values, and principles, and knowing that our earnings are aligned with our passions and purpose. Commitment. Adhering to what we most value, such as family and relationships. Health and wellness. Pursuing a prosperity that supports complete health in mind and body. Sustainability. The concept of sustainability in context of wealth is elastic and flux. But we think that if you can answer yes to these four questions, the prosperity you seek is more likely to be sustainable than not. 1. Can I feel good about it? Sustainable prosperity comes when we align our earnings with what motivates us and gives our lives meaning. 2. Can I sustain the work required over the long term? Basically, do you have the passion and the interest to keep at it for years and decades? 3. Is the prosperity I contemplate ethical, beneficial to others, and environmentally sound? 4. Does it offer lasting value? Sustainable prosperity is based on the law of harvest, the deliberate concentration of the life you want, and not just for you, but also for the communities which you work and live. 6 practices to find lasting money and happiness. 1. Locate your polaris point. By your polaris point, we mean the ultimate destination that guides you, that inspires you when you're making progress, and that rights you when you get off course. It's a sparkle that lights your way in the dark. A polaris point is unique in that it always addresses your relationship with money. Yes, it usually also talks about your ethics, values, and passions. It can reflect your hopes and desires for happiness and prosperity, but it always defines a fundamental aspect of how important money is to you. Whatever amount of money you believe you will require, your polaris point has something to say about how your sense of prosperity determines the income you intend to generate. 2. Earn from your core. Your core consists of 3 elements: your values, your sense of purpose, and your unique set of abilities, talents, and passions. Your core is the sum of all those things that give life most meaning for you. Your core values are expressed everywhere. What's the first thing you think of when you wake up? What's the last thing you think about when you fall asleep? Frequently, those are clues to what's most important. What are your hobbies and interests? Where in the world are you most energized, most relaxed? And in what areas do people look to you for advice and assistance? 3. Seek out problems. The best way to start a profitable business or move up in a company is to find a problem and create a solution for it. A solution is reframing a perceived challenge into a strength. In the workplace, such reframing is powerful because everyone is usually focused on only the problem. But if you focus on the solution and implement it, you are suddenly seen as a hero. The trick is to identify a set of solutions that you can address from your core. 4. Commit to your prosperity path. This is your new prosperous life that you have created. The road stands before you. You are now empowered by a clear direction that you know deep inside is directed to your personal polaris point. Apply your core abilities, resources, and life experiences. Put metrics around it and make yourself accountable. Something powerful happens when you decide to live the life you really want. 5. Take profound action. Profound action is not just any action. By profound action, we mean action that has 3 elements. First, it is supportive of the decision. Second, it is aligned with your core values and passions. And third, it is consistent with your polaris point. 6. Commit to continuous action. Continuous action moves from your core and keeps you on your path. It ties all that you do together. 1. Say yes to no. Sometimes taking profound action means saying no. Making a commitment to one course of action means saying no to others, some of which may at the time appear more attractive than the course you've chosen, but saying yes to everything effectively means saying yes to nothing. 2. Move quickly. Hesitation is the enemy of profound action. Move quickly and efficiently. The goal is to get into a flow that allows you to put your entire mental and physical self into the task. When this happens, discipline and clarity increase. You will enjoy the process, and the whole enterprise will feel less like work, more like passion. 3. Have faith in yourself. The faith we are talking about is the faith that proclaims that you already have everything you need to attain all that you desire. 4. Have the courage to stick to your decision. Whatever you decide, there will be other people who will challenge your decision. In fact, the more revolutionary and courageous your action, the more people will question your course. Courage is the willingness to go against the grain. 5. Don't turn back. One of the elements of profound actions is that they are made in such a way that there is no going back. Action that is easily reversible is rarely the most effective. Give prosperity to others. We believe that everyone walks around with an invisible prosperity pail. We all have one, and it's always with us. Sometimes the pail is overflowing, and sometimes it is drained. It's natural to want the pail that is full, rather than one that is empty. The fuller the better. How we keep our pails full is to live life in a way that is consistent with our polaris point. However, having our pails full to the brim is not the ultimate victory. Our pails can be enlarged. The secret? Fill up the prosperity buckets of other people. How do we do this? It's unfortunate that many people are going through life with low prosperity level. By helping them identify and live their potential of a prosperous life, their buckets fill up. When you help them understand that there is a prosperity zone, where they can turn their prosperity level to a high setting, you are filling their pail. The magic is that your own pail will not only fill up accordingly, but will expand.